It's inspiring to think about the legacy surrounding the Image Awards, which began shortly after the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965 were passed into law. And today, we can continue that legacy by reestablishing federal voting protections in our country and fulfilling the work of civil rights giants like the late John Lewis. We are so deeply humbled to be here in the company of so many illustrious awardees.
Before I begin, we would like to acknowledge the people of Ukraine who urgently need our continued support as a global community. And I also echo the immense gratitude for tonight, both for this award and to this community for welcoming me with so warmly. I think it's safe to say that I come from a very different background than my incredible wife, yet our lives were brought together for a reason. We share a commitment to a life of service, a responsibility to confront injustice, and a belief that the most often overlooked are the most important to listen to.
And I couldn't be prouder that we're doing this work together. We moved to California, my home state, shortly before the murder of George Floyd. And for Black America, those 9 minutes and 29 seconds transcended time, invoking centuries of our unhealed wounds. In the months that followed, as my husband and I spoke with the civil rights community, we committed ourselves and our organization, Archwell, to illuminating those who are advancing racial justice and progress.
In that spirit, we partnered with the team here to create the NAACP Archwell Digital Civil Rights Award, which will be given annually to leaders creating transformational change at the intersection of social justice and technology.